Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman's office announced on Monday that the Border Coast Airport Authority has received $9.2 million for construction of enhanced runway safety areas at the Del Norte County Airport, areas that are required for all commercial airports. The project is necessary for Del Norte to maintain its status as a commercial airport, and it comes after difficult negotiations about the impact to wetlands near airport property. Airport Authority President David Finnegan said in a statement that the environmental process has been arduous, and we are pleased to be moving out of the permitting stage and into the construction stage. The airport has been required to purchase and enhance existing wetlands as conditions for sign-offs from the Corps of Engineers and the Coastal Commission. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and for those who work or live near Harrison Street in Eureka, School Street in McKinleyville, or the Spurl Creek Overpass in Garberville, pay attention. New parking restrictions are in order for all three roadways beginning September 23rd. The new county ordinance must be published at least 5 days before it goes into effect. The new ordinance will impact where and when you can park on those three streets, including prohibiting parking on the Spurl Creek Overpass, restricted parking on School Street, and new parking areas along Harrison Street. Also on the agenda is the new county fee schedule. A public hearing will be held on October 7th for the consideration of the new fee schedule. At least two public notifications are required before that new fee schedule is adopted. The investigation into the fatal fire that claimed the life of 52-year-old Kelly Nichols in Arcata on September 10th has determined that Nichols set the fire herself. Neighbors at the apartment complex on Alliance Road report that once the fire started, they tried to convince Nichols to come outside to safety, but that she refused to do so and perished before search teams reached her. Arcata fire investigators ask that anyone who has any information about the incident to contact the department. Firefighters have begun mop-up operations on the Bald Hill Fire near Hoopa, and full containment of the 200-acre blaze is expected by Wednesday. The 400 or so firefighting personnel on scene will continue to look for hotspots, maintain the fire line, and begin erosion control efforts in the burned-out areas. Local residents should be prepared for a lot of heavy vehicle traffic as fire crews and equipment move through the area. College of the Redwoods begins a search for a new president in October. Dave Silverbrand has more.
College of the Redwoods is looking for a new president again. Kathy Smith, president for 3 years, said she is retiring next June. Smith made the announcement to faculty last Friday, and she said she'll be guiding the college through the next year while the Board of Trustees searches for a new president. She is the sixth president in the college's 50-year history. When Smith assumed the role as president, the college was in jeopardy of losing its accreditation. And Board of Trustees President Colleen Mullery said that without Smith, the school system would have been in jeopardy. She also credited Smith with helping the college to stabilize its money problems.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County Director of Public Works Tom Mattson has dealt with serious budget cutbacks over the past 6 years, just like every other department head. But an impasse at the federal level has had serious effects for county road funding. Mattson was on hand last week when the results from an engineering study on county roads and bridges was released, and that report was not heartening.
Roads and bridges across the nation have been deteriorating. We had a few good years with the voter-approved Proposition 1B funds and the American Recovery Act that forestalled a lot of further degradation, but now we're in a period of, again, not having a lot of funding available to keep our roads together.
Maintenance of roadways is key, and it's also cheaper, as Mattson points out.
Is our roads are getting into a state of needing total reconstruction rather than preventative maintenance, which is much more expensive to do.
Mattson and public work directors like him aren't asking for the moon and the stars, just the basics.
We've had in the past passed, you know, very robust federal funding bills. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's hard for our federal representatives to agree on much. And the last federal spending bill was, a very short period of time. It was a two-year bill. Most of the prior ones were 6 years, and there was no increase in funding. But just the basic funding to preventatively maintain our roads is really what everybody needs most.
Roads are vitally important to the quality of life and the economic health of our communities here behind the Redwood Curtain.